Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, October 26th. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced his new Liberal cabinet today. Of note, Anita Anand, who was Minister of Public Services and Procurement, has been named Canada's new Minister of Defence. She's the second woman in Canadian history to have that role after Kim Campbell. Harjit Sajjan is moved out of defense and is now Minister of International Development. Melanie Joly moves from Economic Development and Official Languages to Foreign Affairs Minister. And Marc Garneau, who was Foreign Affairs Minister, is out of cabinet. Health Minister Patty Hajdu is the new Minister of Indigenous Services. Jean-Yves Duclos is the new Minister of Health. Stephen Guilbeault moves from Heritage to Environment Minister. Sean Fraser is now Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship. And Marco Mendicino moves out of that spot into Minister of Public Safety. Former Public Safety Minister Bill Blair becomes President of the Queen's Privy Council and is the new Minister of Emergency Preparedness, which used to be part of Public Safety. No word on when Aaron O'Toole will announce his Conservative shadow cabinet, but he called today's shuffle style over substance. O'Toole says in a statement, at a time when Canadians are looking for a serious plan to secure Canada's economic future and address the inflation crisis, he says the Prime Minister appointed a group of largely inexperienced and ideologically driven individuals who O'Toole says represent a risk to economic prosperity and national unity. A police presence along Highway 6 near Clavering on Monday related to a high-risk traffic stop. Witnesses tell Bayshore Broadcasting News OPP officers had weapons drawn when interacting with a vehicle. Constable Nick Wilson confirms officers were involved in an investigation and based on information provided, a high-risk traffic stop was conducted on Highway 6 south of Meadowland Road. The vehicle pulled over by police was towing a trailer with a car on it. Wilson says through their investigation, the information was determined to be unfounded. He says there's no threat to public safety and the investigation remains ongoing. Wyerton will not be changing its sidewalk merchandise bylaws. Mayor Janice Jackson says the town has received complaints over the years about merchandise on the sidewalks on Burford Street. She thinks the complaints ramped up because of the completion of the Big Dig and how nice-looking the downtown core is. Jackson says council asked staff to reach out to the business community.
See if those complaints were widespread or whether it was, you know, a minority of people. Because we support our business community and whatever the majority wanted was totally fine with council.
According to Jackson, who estimates about half of the businesses on Burford Street responded, the majority of that half wanted to see the merchandise remain, so council left it status quo. The discussion was only for Wyerton, not for other parts of South Bruce Peninsula. For example, in Sauble Beach, where it is the norm for beach owners to have sidewalk merchandise. Either way, Wyerton is keeping its sidewalk sales. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 111 points. The Dow Jones is up 15 points. Our dollar is trading at 80.73 U.S. cents, down 1/100th of a cent. And the price of oil is $84.67, up 91 cents a barrel. In sports, it is Game 1 of the MLB World Series Best of 7 between the Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros. That starts at 8:09 tonight. 7 games in the National Hockey League tonight, including the Calgary Flames in New Jersey to play the Devils. Winnipeg is in Anaheim. The Montreal Canadiens visit the Seattle Kraken. And Vancouver hosts the Minnesota Wild. The Toronto Maple Leafs are at Chicago tomorrow to meet the Blackhawks. 5 games in the National Basketball Association, including the LA Lakers at San Antonio to meet the Spurs. The Toronto Raptors will host Indiana tomorrow night. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.